making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So, what is the state of Mississippi best known for? A lot of people think it's mosquitoes.
Really?
But some do not agree, which brings us to the agency that's tasked with help sorting out the new state flag. A design featuring a large depiction of a blood-sucking bug and mosquito somehow slipped through the screening process and was even posted among finalists on Monday night.
That's awesome.
How do things like this slip through the screening process?
Right.
What was it, like 6 years ago? There was a billboard in South Bend, Indiana that said something along the lines of, we have great pubic schools instead of public.
Yep.
Wow. you didn't see that? No.
I don't know if that's exactly what it said, but I know that they got like pubic instead of public.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that from about 6 years ago, six or seven years ago. So Steinmart has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh.
I know. They have a location in Hamilton Town Center, right?
Yes. Another one like 86th and Ditch area.
So they filed for bankruptcy and they plan on closing up most, if not all, of their 281 stores. And according to a press release, Steinmart has already begun liquidating a lot of their stores already.
Wow.
So you can probably start looking for them to do some going out of business sales.
They're already pretty reasonable. So.
Well, they're about to get more reasonable. What do you got, Mindy?
So, with the Broadway shut down because of COVID, a musical based on the life of Princess Diana will premiere on Netflix. It's called Diana, A New Musical. It went dark before its planned debut, so they're actually making it available for streaming before it hits the live stage. It'll be filmed without a live audience. The day of the next premiere is unknown, but they're hoping that Broadway will be reopening the unveiling of it live next May. So, do you like candy corn?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do at times.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be in the mood.
I can't
for
do it.
It
all the time.
Same.
Even in the fall, like maybe once per year.
Yeah. And I usually have to have it with like peanuts, like that salty, sweet kind of thing. Well, the folks at Brock's have made a new candy corn. This made me think of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory because it tastes like a turkey dinner. Remember she eats that piece of gum? It's like she's going through all the paces. So that's
like a turkey dinner.
I know. Like, I don't know if I want that.
So
I'd rather just have the turkey dinner. And finally, a Louisiana teenager is telling the story of how she was attacked for telling these folks she was following social distancing rules when she was trying to seat a party of 11 last weekend at Chili's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, I saw this.
And a woman attacked her because she told them that they couldn't all sit together. You know, they have the rule that only six to a table.
Yep.
And this woman, the girl went to her manager to explain, you know, to tell her the rules. And this gal just came up and hit her. And then this same woman, you know, literally took a floor sign and hit her in the eye with it. She had to have stitches. The grandmother was involved. I'm like, what is happening?
People just need to go home. That's
yes.
it. Like, just go home. Like, if you disagree with something,
yes.
Like, you have a right to disagree, but, like, just be civilized. And if you don't like it, just go home.
Right. You don't have to attack the person that's been. And the 17-year-old is just enforcing what she's been told to do. It's like, it's not her role.
Yeah.
So.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.